December of 1964. I was in a show because we, even though I was in the theater, the technical theater and design end of it, we always had to perform.
Uh-huh.
So I was in a show called The Streets of New York. And it was an old-fashioned melodrama. And there were various people in it. The piano player was Bruce McCombie.
Oh, no.
One of the actors was Larry Wilker. So that's my generation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, interesting about that show was that the lead, the romantic actor, I'm not sure what I was, or the catalyst to the play, had to go into a burning building and rescue a receipt, a cursed receipt.
Uh-huh.
And we had real fire, actually fake fire, every night that we would set this house on fire. And the last scene was for the actor to be seen draped over the windowsill after breaking the glass to go into this burning building to get the receipt. And he's on fire, and the curtain closes, and all sorts of wonderful things happen. The young lady who the technical director got to set that fire every night, I married. The whole story of it is fascinating. The technical director got a hold of magician's cold fire, which is fire, but it doesn't burn with heat.
Okay.
And he took it over to some chemistry guy to break the formula over in another department.
Uh-huh.
So he broke the formula so that they could make it.
Uh-huh.
Downstairs in Bowker Auditorium in the agronomy lab. Don't ask me whether that's correct or not, but it's how the story goes.
Uh-huh.
And my wife isn't here of the time to tell me that it's incorrect. And we would dip it with toilet paper in this stuff.
Uh-huh.
We had an old cop's uniform, because I was a Keystone Cop character.
Uh-huh.
And they would safety pin the toilet paper so that not the rented clothes would burn, but,
But the paper,
The first time we did it, the technical director sticks his hand in it and lights it to show me that it's not going to hurt you. So we get ready and we do the whole thing, and it's a rehearsal, and she lights it, and something went wrong and singed my hair and everything.
Okay? No.
And so I figured that after she burnt me, that after the season was over, after the show was done, it was December. It was in December.
Uh-huh.
So I asked her out on a date, figuring, hey, maybe she'll go out with me.
Uh-huh.
And I had mutton chops. Do you know what mutton chops are?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Okay. I had mutton chops for the show, and I could grow them. They weren't costume. They were real. She lived in the dorm. I don't remember, but I think it was Hiram. It's one of those dorms over there, I think. And I went to the desk and said, I'm here to Maxine Forward and everything. And and she comes down. She walks right past me. Didn't even recognize me because I had shaved.
That's funny.
And that was December. We got married in August. If you ask me about what I owe to this university, I got married